Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Interior Gas Utility Board has approved construction of a $47 million LNG storage facility in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the big tank is a component of the state-financed Interior Energy Project to increase availability of natural gas in Fairbanks.
Five of the board members present for Tuesday's meeting voted to move ahead on the plan to build the 5.25 million gallon tank in Fairbanks. Pam Troop abstained and Steve Hageson was absent. Board Chairman Mike Meeks says the vote keeps momentum going to finalize the deal in order to get work started this winter.
We still haven't got the deal closed yet, and so there's still negotiation going on, but we want to get started as soon as we can after that deal is closed.
Meeks says Pentex President and CEO Dan Britton is still negotiating with contractors interested in working on the project.
There's several contractors that he's working with, and he's trying to get the final stuff laid out so they can make a decision.
The IGU board last week approved buying Pentex and its subsidiaries, including Fairbanks Natural Gas, for $59.5 million. That was followed by a vote by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Board to okay selling Pentex to the IGU. Meeks says IGU General Manager Jomo Stewart flew to Anchorage Wednesday to make it official.
He signed and closed on the deal.
Meeks says the IGU board and management still have some due diligence and a few final tasks to carry out before the utility fully takes over operation of the company. He says those should be completed well before the May 31st deadline.
This thing is clicking now. We're moving out.
If all goes as planned, the big tank will be built adjacent to FNG's existing storage facilities in the industrial area off Van Horn Road between International Street and Industrial Avenue. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Still melting and melting fast. That's the basic takeaway from the federal government's annual Arctic report card. Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
The report's first line says it all. Arctic shows no sign of returning to reliably frozen region of recent past decades. Instead, everything is warming. Ocean temperatures, air temperatures, permafrost temperatures. Sea ice is shrinking, the tundra is greening, and it's all happening at a stunning pace. So fast, in fact, that researchers presenting the report kept returning to one word: unprecedented. Jeremy Mathis with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration put it most succinctly.
We want every single American to know that the changes that are happening in the Arctic will not stay in the Arctic. These changes will impact all of our lives.
Mathis compared the Arctic to the planet's refrigerator.
But the door to that refrigerator has been left open.
Impacts outside the region include the ripple effects from the melting Greenland ice sheet, a major driver of global sea level rise. And researchers increasingly believe that a warming Arctic is contributing to more extreme weather events across North America, though the mechanism isn't well understood. One of the more eye-popping statistics came from Emily Osborne, also with NOAA. She reported on a review analyzing things like lake sediments and ice cores to reconstruct the past.
This data set shows that the magnitude and sustained rate of warming of the sea ice decline in the 21st century is unprecedented over the last 1,500 years and likely longer.
Then there was Vladimir Romanovsky, a permafrost researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He reported that in 2016, observational sites across the Arctic reported their highest permafrost temperatures on record. Mathis said the rapid changes taking place in the Arctic now have a momentum of their own. The process called Arctic amplification, or Arctic darkening. As bright sea ice, snow, and glaciers are replaced by darker water and land, the Arctic reflects less heat and absorbs more, leading to more warming. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
Meanwhile, former North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins is one of 20 people named by Governor Bill Walker to the state's new climate change task force. Alaska Public Media reports that the team was created by Walker with an administrative order this fall and is led by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. Alaskans representing a wide range of interests made the list. They include Fran Ulmer, chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, and BP Alaska President Janet Wies, as well as experts on renewable energy and climate science. Six of the team's members were part of former Governor Sarah Palin's sub-cabinet on climate change. They include Chris Rose, executive director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project.
Well, about 10 years has passed, and we've seen climate change accelerate. We've also seen the price of renewables come down tremendously in that decade, so I'm hoping that this time around there's a lot more action rather than recommendations.
Rose says he hopes improving financing for renewable energy and energy efficiency projects is a big priority. The group will meet for the first time this coming Monday. The governor's office wants an early draft of its recommendations by next September. Four Alaska wildfire professionals are working on blazes in Southern California. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the Alaskans deployed south have special skills.
One is an emergency firefighter who went down as an air operations branch director. Two of them went down as prevention technicians, and one of them went down as a status check-in recorder.
Mowry says most Alaska wildfire fighters take the winter off, and the four working in California this month notified agencies they were available to go outside.
Alaska has not received an order for any crews or modules yet. They did express a little bit of interest, and we're in the process right now of trying to see who's available.
Mowry says it's the latest that Alaska firefighters have gone south to work, noting that fire seasons have been extending longer in recent years. I'm Dan Bross.